This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 2nd of January, 2024, and happy Gregorian calendar new year. Absolutely.
Sweet.
I mean, for Gregorians. Good morning, Mr. Palmer. How are you?
Good morning. Very well.
Good to see you.
Wonderful time. Nice and cool, right? Nice and cool. I had a fire pit going last night. Fire is so beautiful when you watch that. And we all sat around a family, around this fire pit, had some friends. They said, oh, we're going home. When I lit that wood, boom, they stayed for like 3 hours. Just.
I like how you said nice and cool and lit the fire pit all in the same sentence, as if all of those things marry together. First of all, it was not nice and cool.
It was a logical fallacy.
It was well and frozen. For many of us last night, but I'm sure a fire pit.
Whoa, that was beautiful.
Warm things up. Mm. Happy New Year to all of our Gregorian calendar celebrators. We know we're going to talk some New Year's resolutions as the show gets on. I've got a couple of live reads. We're going to do a little Junkanoo 2023-2024 parades wrap-up. And there's something else I want to talk about. Mr. Palmer is going to... Oh, we have Sand Dollar Trivia. We have Sand Dollar Trivia this morning. We are back, so let us get the show started with our first Sand Dollar live read of the morning. The Sand Dollar merchant list is growing. If you're looking for more places to spend the digital Bahamian dollar, visit sanddollar.bs/merchant-list. To view a list of verified merchants in New Providence, Grand Bahama, and the Family Islands. If you're a business owner and you'd like to join the Sand Dollar Merchant List, contact 302-9880 or sdau@centralbankbahamas.com. That's sdau@centralbankbahamas.com. Well, let's get started with our Sand Dollar on the clock trivia giveaway. We're giving away Sand Dollars again. Every week, 6 listeners can win 30 digital Bahamian dollars if they get the correct answer and have a digital wallet. When you call in, give the producer your name and cell number and wallet provider. Include wallet provider and custom name in texts. Download a digital wallet right now, because every Tuesday and Thursday you can be a winner. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for our Family Island listeners. It's toll-free. It is a toll-free number. That's 242-300-5720. Text line powered by BTC is 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Mr. Palmer, first question of the day. Who is the 2023 Billboard Music Awards top female artist? Who is the 2023 Billboard Music Awards top female artist? Again, the numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. 2-0 toll-free for Family Island residents. Texter, do you have a digital wallet again?
That's what I thought.
Include wallet provider and custom name in...
How she could win that again?
Text.
If that's a real one.
What do you mean?
To be the musical...
Don't give it away.
It's a she, right? No, I'm not going to give it away.
I mean, top female artist, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a she, definitely. There we go. I got a caller on the line, producer. Let's go to the call. Let's find out. Good morning, caller. Do you have a signed dollar wallet?
Yes.
You ready to give me the answer?
Yeah, I think it's Taylor Swift.
Yes, it is Taylor Swift. Absolutely. So here's what I need you to do. Please give your wallet, your information to the producer. Don't hang up. Producer's going to pick you back up. Give them your cell number and your wallet provider and your name for me, please.
All right, then. No problem.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much. All right.
That was quick.
Yep, I've got a text winner and a cell phone winner. Way to go. We got a... Sorry, a whole bunch of text answers came in. There's a texter talking to me. No, the texter came in before you. I've got a great timeline. The winner is Taylor Swift for the 2023 Billboard Music Awards Top Female Artist. The texter with the last four digits, 2043, is the winner on the text line. This is good. This is quick.
Yeah, that was very quick.
All the answers can be found on the Googles. They're not hard to find. Mm-hmm. We want to make it quick and easy. Some of it is local trivia. Some of it is global trivia. Although, even the local can be found on the Googles. Last four digits, 6811. No, you did not win this question, but I got another question coming right up. You may be able to win it. Here's our second question for the day, Mark. I want to throw it out there quickly. Who is the 2023 Billboard Music Award Top Male Artist? Mm-hmm. Who is the 2023 Billboard Music Award Top Male Artist? Again, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for our Family Island residents. And again, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796 on the text line.
So how are they decided? Who decides who's the best? Is it by a vote of judges or by a survey? How do they do it?
I think it's a reconciliation of the stats throughout the year. So it's a matter of, like, a formula.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How long you've sat, where you sat on the Billboard list. There's a People's Choice Award as well in the Billboard Music Awards that brings in the People's Choice. No texter, that is the in. I got two texts with the wrong answer. Two texts with the wrong answer. Those people are nominees. It's very interesting. I got some more trivia coming up after this one from the Caribbean, the 2023 Caribbean Music Awards. They got a correct answer via text. I see there's no phone line going. Their text, I got your correct answer with the last four digits, 6811. Did you know that answer, Mr. Palmer?
Nope.
I'm going to throw the answer out now. The 2023 Billboard Music Award Top Male Artist is Morgan Wallen. Why are you shaking your head like that? For I too had never heard of Morgan.
Me neither.
Wallen. Yeah. Okay. The Weeknd and Drake were nominees. They were on the short list for Artist of the Year, but they didn't make it. I think Morgan Wallen is a country music star.
Yeah, it's starting country, you know.
Yeah, we've seen a resurgence of more American country sort of, I don't want to say folk, because it's not folk, maybe a folk pop, but I'll be honest with all of y'all. I hesitate saying folk pop and Taylor Swift in the same sentence. I don't know if we could call a folk pop, but maybe there's a resurgence to back to a resurgence of appreciation for Americana again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mr. Palmer, let me throw out our third question of the day. We've got three winners so far. Our third question of the day, who is the 2023 Caribbean Music Awards Soca Female Artist of the Year? Who is the 2023 Caribbean Music Awards Soca Female Artist of the Year? Numbers to call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. 242-300-5720, text line 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Mr. Palmer, New Year's resolutions, hit me with your best shot.
Well,
what do you have on the list?
I have quite a few, actually, probably about 10.
10?
The first one, well, you know, I got a little sick over Christmas, I think, of the whole year, and, you know, just catching up and the weather change.
Yeah.
And so for me, an important one is making an informed choice about your health. That means don't listen to what celebrity doctors tell you to do or people who've never really treated any patients. Make some informed decisions, get a second opinion. I've done that in the past and it's been very successful. So I think, you know, health is important because without health, it's miserable.
Right? All
right. And there was a few... The second one is really disconnect from the social media echo chambers. You know, this because the way it's set up, we kind of get onto our Twitter feed and it's just giving us the same, you know, whatever we enter, it's reinforcing our particular biases. And try and explore diverse viewpoints. I think that's an important thing because otherwise you're going to get stuck in this kind of rut of just, you know, oh yeah, I'm right. You know, because we had wars, we still have these wars. And as soon as you take a side, you're going to get that reinforced and you won't really see the big picture or both sides, you know, because you have to put yourself into somebody else's shoes as well, the mm-hmm. other side.
Yeah. I think I see that one as a very interesting one, right? Disconnect from social media echo chambers. It doesn't necessarily mean disconnect from social media.
Exactly, yeah.
Right? I think it means...
It's just being aware, you know, that because it's... You know, the last few years have been echo chambers. You know, there's an echo chamber on, which leads me to my next one about mainstream media. Be mm-hmm. very skeptical about mainstream media. That's because they're most of the networks, they're actually classified as entertainment channels. They're not really news channels. And that was a Supreme Court ruling mm-hmm. against Fox News a few years ago. But it applies to all the media. And so take everything they say very skeptically. They've been wrong on just about everything. And so when you hear something on mainstream media, I almost take the view, the opposite view, or I will go and start researching it. Because that's another echo chamber, but it seems to me kind of a propagandized one.
Mm-hmm. Are there any laws and regulations in the U.S. legal system that govern those media sites in terms of recourse for repercussions from publishing and disseminating incorrect information?
No, as far as I know, there aren't. And I think, and I can't remember the exact law that Obama reversed in his first term, which allowed propagandization through the media networks. That was not allowed before 1999. Mm-hmm. But there was I can research it, but there was a law that was a change that allowed propagandization to be done. Whereas previously, you wouldn't have been able to do it or get away with it.
Wow. I know 52 has mentioned at least one or two books about the history and operation of propaganda in the modern in the modern age.
Operation Mockingbird.
We have to pick that up again.
Check that out. And that still continues. To my understanding,
right,
but that is propagandizing through the security
network. And I tell you what, Mark, if just for a moment, that would be an interesting discussion. I'd hope to have a representative from the Office of the Prime Minister on this morning to talk about the most recent cabinet shuffle. And one of the questions I wanted to put to the OPM was simply, what should we expect from this new ministry, right, in its new composition, Social Services, Information, and Broadcasting, right? And so a lot of the concerns addressed by your New Year's resolutions, I think that new ministry is prepared to or is created for the purpose of addressing some of those things, right? So it would be great to hear from the OPM's perspective, their vision, the scope of work, the policy that we should expect coming out of it. And then it would be great to see if any NGOs and new organizations form to support the work of the new ministry. Yeah, absolutely.
That'll be interesting, But will they? Will they tell us? That's the thing. Because a lot of these things are not terribly transparent, are they?
This is true. This is true. Listen, I've got a winner. I've got a text winner for my third question. Came in while we were talking. Who is the 2023 Caribbean Music Awards Soca Female Artist of the Year? It's Patrice Roberts. I don't know if you're familiar.
That sounds like a Bahamian name to me.
I mean, it does sound like a Bahamian name for sure. When I throw out the fourth question, you can say, but hold on, you sure to say no Bahamian. So the fourth question of the morning, and then I'm going to get to another question here for you, Mr. Palmer. Fourth question in the Sand Dollar on the clock giveaway. What is the 2023 Caribbean Music Awards Soca Video of the Year? What is the 2023 Caribbean Music Awards Soca Video of the Year? Again, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for our Family Island listeners. And our text line is always 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Here's your question, Mr. Palmer. Ask your guest, why is the mainstream media, especially MSNBC and CNN, so obsessed with Trump? He is their main headlines 24-7 for the past 7 years.
Because it sells paper. Well, it's, say, you know, it's revenue. It's basically, that's what it is. It's, that's purely it.
Is Trump...
That's good for their circulation.
Now, hold on. It can't be just... entertainment and revenue, Mr. Palmer. First of all, Trump, former POTUS, President of the United States of America. And here's a man with a number of charges against him who trying to run again for President of the United States. Surely.
Well, I always feel, Aaron, that, you know, there's projection. So what the, I'm neither Democrat nor Republican, just for your listeners before they call me a Trumper. But the Democrats, they like to project. So they call Trump a Hitler, a dictator, anti-democratic. But then just look at what the Democrats are doing now with the primaries. They're not going to have any primaries and no debates.
Oh, pause. Wait. Let's go to this caller and then let's get back to that conversation. What do you mean they're not going to be any...
Nobody can debate. You know, they're taking people off the... Well, anyway, that's another discussion.
Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
And good morning, Mr. Palmer.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning.
Is it with Marsha Montana like yourself?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's not. That's not the, that's not, I think that's one of the nominees, but not the winner for the 2023 Caribbean Music Awards Soca Video of the Year. Thank you. Thank you for calling. You could always call back and try again.
Well, they're obsessed with Trump because, you know, he is a legitimate threat. He's going to, you know, if you look at the figures and if you're a betting person, you know, the arguments that his supporters would say is that the Department of Justice is being weaponized against him. Charges are being, you know, I'm not, Trump, he's a businessman, right? He's doing all kinds of stuff, right?
Right.
And he's got caught on some of that stuff. But some of those charges, you know, particularly taking him off the ballot, you know, that happened recently in a couple of states. And when you look at the court judgment, they don't make any sense from a legal point of view. So clearly there's victimization and intimidation. And when you do that, you actually embolden the beast. You embolden his supporters. And it just makes the whole situation worse. But they are obsessed with him, for sure. But going back to what I was saying about the... you know, you're called a Democratic Party, which means you should espouse democratic principles. They wouldn't let Robert JFK Jr. run on the Democratic ticket, so he had to be independent because he's a huge threat. He it's picking up a lot of votes.
Which mean they, they wouldn't let him.
They wouldn't allow him to run on the ticket.
What do you mean that they invoked rules and policies of the party's constitution that prevented him from running, even if they had to go back 75 years into the oldest closet they have to find this archaic policy to prevent him, right? Or is it that in the democratic process of selecting candidates, he did not make it to a candidate's status?
He's like the second. He had the second most votes behind Biden at the time that he was nominating himself for the president, running on the Democratic ticket. But they made it very difficult for him to run, so he became an independent.
Right, so he was a formal part of the Democratic Party. He came second to Biden, and then
he's an old school Democrat. The corporatist.
Let's talk about primaries for a second.
Yeah, so it looks like there's not going to be any debates. They're going to run just one ticket, which is Biden. So they're not allowing any, because I mean, Biden can't debate. You know, so I understand why they're doing that, because he seems to be unable to engage in, you know, formal debate. In fact, if Trump was doing what Biden is doing now, can you imagine what the papers would be saying? What did Biden say the other day? He said the problem with the Revolutionary War, you know, just for our listeners, that happened in the late 1700s, was that there weren't enough airports. I mean, if somebody else said that.
I mean, Biden's just a comedian.
But no, but if somebody else said that, they said, dude, that's over, you know, thank you, sit down. But it's almost like the party has this kind of blinkers on, that they've got this candidate who's clearly a liability without going into the, it's clearly a liability. If you looked at it realistically, and the media's completely silent about his gaffes or his inability to even, you know, make any rational statements. And this is the president of the greatest country in the world. It's a mockery, really. But the media is silent. But if it was the other way around, can you imagine the stories you'd be hearing if Trump even did a fraction of that? So it's not fair. You know, the system seems to be rigged.
The Democratic Party has legally, like according, following its own constitutional provisions, have determined that they could get away with not having primaries, not having a candidate runoff, a challenge to
it's
the...
It's not illegal, but is it democratic?
All I want to know is, all I want to know is, did Biden get that from the PLP?
Oh, now you're
talking. Or did the PLP get that from Biden?
But, you know, shutting down your opponent through legal actions, it's something you hear about that's being done in Russia, Ukraine, Brazil, places like that. You don't expect that to see that in the United States. I mean, it really is. It's kind of shocking, and to think that that is kind of just normal, acceptable behavior, right?
Yeah, I mean, for many viewers, for many eyes, people are shocked. Many of us are not shocked.
No, we're
not shocked. Producer, let's go to a break. When we go through the break, I got to go through the text line. For my texters, have no fear. The text line provides a time log for the answers. So I will get the correct answer. We're going to go to a break. When we come back from the break, more New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. Let's get down into the shuffle. And then I got one little story here, Mr. Palmer. Maybe we talk about it. Maybe we don't. I want to know, did anybody go look for the prodigal son? Did anybody go look for the prodigal sons? What did y'all say to the prodigal sons to cause them to go away again? Because my boys, them
That's
leave
deep. That's
a
deep.
Second time. We'll be right back, you guys. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to catapult your business in
into the spotlight. Introducing Guardian Business Boots.
Ignite your success, and it's absolutely free to join.
Did you say free?
Yes. Free Guardian Business Boost is not just a program. It's your ticket to unprecedented visibility and growth. The Guardian Media Group is committed to helping the Bahamas prosper by creating new opportunities for small businesses who are the key drivers of that growth.
How does it work?
It works by first registering your business with the Guardian Business Boost at thenassauguardian.com. Then, each month, Guardian Media will pick and boost 5 businesses with 1 month of free ads across our multiple advertising platforms. The Nassau Guardian newspaper, website, Guardian Radio 96.9, Star 106 Hits, and all social media platforms. Catapult your business into the spotlight with Guardian Business Boost. Sign up for free today at thenassauguardian.com.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green on this World News Tuesday with Mr. Mark Palmer. Mr. Palmer, the text line is a lit up to my texters. I will message all of the winners at the end of the show. Here's the first text for you, Mr. Palmer. Please don't let Mr. Palmer play apologist for Trump. He's an unapologetic fascist through his own words and deeds, admired in conflicts of interest. So, of course, he's newsworthy.
Yeah. And, of course, the Biden family isn't mired in conflicts and interests and deeds either. I mean, they're both doing the same thing. I'm not admonishing either. But the Biden family
seems to be there.
A lot of allegations going on. There's a 400-page document on the internet outlining all the RICO, all the issues by on a Twitter feed called Marco Polo.
Mm-hmm.
But the DOJ hasn't done anything about that. So, you know, they're both. What we know, politics is crooked, and it attracts the people who take advantage of that system. So, you know, to say I'm not an apologist for Trump, I think what he did, you know, enriching his family with the, you know, how he did it when he was in power was disgusting. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the Biden family are not above reproach either. So you can't just be a tribal, you know, you just can't take one position. You've got to look at it fairly on both sides.
Mm-hmm. I got another text here. I hesitate to read it, Mark. And then I can tell you why after I read it. Erin, sounds like your guest has no morals. That's why I hesitate to read it, because, I mean, come on, Texter. Really? That's what it sounds like? There is no reason any sane, God-fearing human being should side with Donald Trump on anything. Everything that is happening to Trump was brought on by himself and well-deserved, too, I might add. The new color of evil is now orange. Dear Texter. I just want to say
that I didn't side with Trump.
Yeah, first of all, Mr. Palmer didn't side with Trump. I'm not siding with Trump. I just want to say that, I mean, let's have a rational conversation about this thing called politics and Donald Trump. Because all I'm going to tell you is you have to then heap the same judgment upon Hillary Clinton. Heap the same judgment upon Obama. Did you know that Obama killed more civilians by drones than George Bush Jr.?
He actually killed American civilians without any recourse through drone strikes.
Right?
He sent more bombs than Bush. But we don't know, you know, that's not, you don't see that in mainstream media. So like you say, if you're going to judge Trump by his misdeeds, and there were many, you've got to judge the rest of them, too. Your own party, too, right?
There's another text there that says, Trump is a great and honest man. Dear Texter, I don't believe that either.
I don't believe that.
I don't think anybody believes that either, that Trump is a great and honest man.
So you can only really believe that if you were truly tribalist.
Yeah.
You know, like you were truly POP, F&M. They never do anything wrong, right? But the other side, boy.
But, and I can show you why. A thief, you could always trust a dishonest man to be dishonest. right? You could always trust a dishonest man to be dishonest. It's the ones that you never expected to be dishonest when they show up dishonestly. Those are the ones that break your heart.
Yeah.
I expect Trump to be trumping.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect Biden. I didn't ever expect sleepy Uncle Biden Joe to ever be caught up in anything nearly close to a Trumpness, a likeness of Trump. You see, because you could trust a dishonest man to be dishonest. Okay, but we got a whole bunch of texts here. Another one. I am a Bahamian. Oh, wait. Let's start here. Respectfully, Mr. Palmer is factually incorrect about Mr. Biden talking about airports in the Revolutionary War. In that clip, he was actually talking about something Mr. Trump said. I know that you won't be able to play media on your show, but this is a clip of, they sent a clip of Trump.
Oh, look at it. Yeah, okay. We'll play it again.
I'm a Bahamian with absolutely no American political affiliation, mm-hmm. but I think this is a case of what Mr. Palmer meant about the echo chamber. Oh, dear texter, why do we talk to each other in these ways?
No, that's okay. I'll admit if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
So I think the important thing is that, you know, and I don't see this very often, that for people when they're given evidence that contradicts their views, that they will change their views.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really see that happen. We get very stuck in our own, you know, our own narratives.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, away from politics, my next...
Well, we can't go yet, Mr. Palmer. We got a ton, of texts here. They're interesting. People are listening and chiming in.
Yeah.
I saw in the news that some states in the U.S. are planning to implement personal finance education in schools. My first thought when I saw that was how you guys were voted last week that Glenys Anna Martin should be the next leader. How can she be the next leader when she can't fix her own portfolio, considering that the national average is a D and we don't teach students about money?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. That is heavy.
We don't really teach schools. We don't really teach the most important things. How to regulate your emotions, you know, how to have, constructive relationships.
Yeah. But even
finance as well.
Like Texter, that's such a such a loaded text. Do you really think that Glenys Anna Martin is in charge of the curriculum herself? Do you remember when the truss at the gym, the R.M. Bailey gym, fell and the Minister of Education was there and the Minister of Works was there, but it was the Prime Minister who was speaking? Yeah. Yeah. It's not that the national average is a D. It's that you all think that a D is satisfactory for other people's children, just not your own. That's the problem.
I mean, do you think a Minister of Education could actually go in and do anything significant?
I mean, they could.
Could they?
Listen, they could, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it would require the support of the rest of their
mm-hmm.
team.
Exactly.
It would require the support of the rest of the party. It would require the support of the country. Another text, Aaron, the Bahamas should advocate for Trump because he was the one to keep the gas price down. We in the Bahamas can benefit from low gas prices. We in the Bahamas could keep gas prices down ourselves. Bahamians should be more afraid of DeSantis because we want to drop bombs. He wants to drop bombs on us and hasn't issued an apology to Fred Mitchell after his threats. Why to Fred Mitchell? Why wouldn't he apologize to me and you? Who's Fred Mitchell? But another me and you. You see what I'm saying? Why would he apologize to Fred Mitchell? He should apologize to us for making such an inflammatory statement, not even realizing that the only people who could be testing rockets in the Bahamas are Americans. That's what he should apologize for. Because the only people
mm-hmm.
who could be testing rockets in the Bahamas is Americans. And the only people who could be launching rockets from the Bahamas are people who are launching it with the American federal government's endorsement. See, a D is not satisfactory. Bahamians should be more afraid of DeSantis, and we should be more afraid of the fact that we have not acknowledged that a D is not satisfactory. How can you have a rational conversation with someone when they say you can't agree with anything the other side does? That's what I'm saying, Texter.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. And that's the echo chamber conversation. We have to be willing to dissect and interrogate, right? We have to be tolerant enough to be able to hear the words of the people we disagree with.
I think we also have to be honest, you know. I think we have to be honest. If our guy makes a mistake, we have to acknowledge the mistake. If they do something wrong, we have to acknowledge that. We can't just pretend it never happens.
Mm-hmm. A text here says, so the list of high-profile people on child trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, I imagine the missing words there is list of people he knows intimately, is to be released. Clinton's name is mentioned dozens of times, allegedly. And Trump's name allegedly isn't on the list at all. Let's see how the liberal media is going to spin this one. Very, very interesting.
I mean, it is a liberal media. Your texter has got it right. You're only going to get that perspective.
Mm-hmm. Caller, I'm sorry I missed your call. Please call back for me. Please call back for me. And if you call in, let the producer know right away that you are on a cell phone, if you are on a cell phone. Well, that was a deep one.
Yeah, well, I think you need to stay informed, and you need to be skeptical on global affairs and their reported narratives. You just need to take, you know, step back and question things more. And that's what I intend to do this year. But I also intend to replace complaints with solutions. Now, that was probably less controversial, right?
But because a lot of people... What are you talking about?
Because a lot of people complain, right? But they don't come to me, you know...
But you can't replace... This is my thing. You can't replace a complaint with a solution.
Well, you have to come with a solution.
You
have to
bring a solution for a complaint, right?
Yes.
You can... But here's the thing.
So the complaints are fine, but you have to replace it. Well, you have to come up with a solution. So I don't like the way you're doing something, but may I recommend a solution?
But see, here's the thing. I'm also not required to have a solution for my complaint to be valid or regarded, acknowledged as valid. Producer, let's take that call. I got to stick a pin here.
Yeah.
You can't replace the complaint. The complaint is valid.
Mm-hmm.
It is the person who's responsible for providing solutions that will tell you, stop coming here with complaints. You must bring solutions. Mm-hmm. No, sir, you're responsible for providing solutions. Certainly,
but
even
you have
if
agency
I,
too.
Yes, but even if I provide my own solution, it still has to be endorsed or authorized or permitted by a larger system.
I was thinking more in the personal relationship between me and you. Yeah,
I got you. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller.
Aaron, good morning and Happy New Year to you and Mr. Palmer.
Good morning, sir. Happy New Year.
I am very, very happy that you are having this conversation, especially at the beginning of this year. I think our political divide in all of these political parties, in particular the Progressive Liberal Party and the Free National Movement, I believe that we must now begin to operate in honesty and integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what's happening right now is something very potent that you said that caused me to call in, and that is persons who support these parties, who see their leaders or the parties not on the right path, but yet they pretend as if the leaders are doing right and the parties on the right path, and they refuse to call them out or refuse to address them. See, addressing them privately is one thing, but they have to remember that the image in the public's eye, if they do not address them publicly, then it means it sheds this light as if they are condoning the wrong that is being done and it's not being addressed. This divide in politics, whereas we have noted in the last year, for instance, we've had certain instances where either misappropriations, missteps, or malfeasance has occurred, and when addressed in the public domain, the political pundits for that particular political side, they went silent. They disappeared out of the platform. They wasn't saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then the audacity that they have, when they come back to the forefront and start to address things, they start to attack what happened in the previous administration, and as if the blindfold was on them and they couldn't see the beam in their own eye, and they refuse to remove it but want to attack the beam in the other person's eye. I believe we in the Bahamas, we are not moving forward with this current political atmosphere that we have.
Mm-hmm.
This is 2024, and I expect greater things in 2024 to happen, such as most, if not all, of the issues that has been impacting this country, inflicting us as a people, stagnating our progress as a people. If these issues are not going to be assiduously addressed, seriously,
mm-hmm.
then we are not going to move this country forward, upward, and onward, as many of us expect our country to have been far beyond this point where we are today. And so I'll close on this one point.
Mm-hmm.
If we as Bahamians are going to stick our heads in the sand like ostriches and act as if the average Bahamian out here with intelligence, with some type level of education, we can discern, even with the discernment that God has given us, that things aren't right, but you want to pretend as if they are right, you do not want to call and hold your people accountable for the things that they are not doing for the benefit of the Bahamas, then I'm going to tell you, it's a sad indictment on all of us as Bahamians because we allow it to happen. So I just want to close on that note. If you are fighting for this country, let's fight for this country. If your leaders are doing wrong, tell them they're doing wrong. If you tell them in private and they still proceed to do it, then do it publicly, because it seems as if shaming them sometimes happens to be the only way we spur them to action to get things done in the right manner that they're supposed to be done. Law and order must not just be seen. It must also be done.
It must be seen. Thank you for taking my call. Done. Law and order must not just be done. It must be seen.
Amen.
To be done. Mr. Palmer, I want to make a quick transition, and I see we've got more texts. Quick one. Oh boy, we got more text to read. But I want to make this quick note. At the top of the show, I made the announcement. There was a cabinet shuffle announced on Friday before the end of the mm-hmm. last week of the year, the Gregorian calendar year. Prime Minister Philip Davis has advised the cabinet office that the following changes will be made in appointments to the cabinet of the Bahamas effective January 2nd, 2024. Miles LaRota, Member of Parliament for Pinewood, is promoted to the Office of Minister of Social Services, Information and Broadcasting. Leon Lundy, MP for Central and South Andres, is promoted to Minister of State in the Office of the Prime Minister. Kingsley Smith has been appointed Parliamentary Secretary in the Ministry for Grand Bahama.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Stick a pin. Like I said, I'm hoping that representatives from the Office of the Prime Minister can come on tomorrow morning to discuss the shifts, the shuffle, the changes, and then to give us more insight into the operation of the new portfolios within the Ministry of Social Services, which are information and broadcasting. I'd love to learn how information and broadcasting will work together. And then I want to juxtapose that to this article in today's Guardian, Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, office awaits technology to launch pilot project. Information Commissioner Keith Thompson said on Sunday his office has done all it needs to do to get the Freedom of Information pilot program to a place where it is ready to be launched, but is awaiting regulations and the technology that is needed to facilitate requests for information from the public. Those matters are in the purview of the Attorney General and the Office of the Prime Minister. Apart from the technology needed to facilitate requests, everything is done, Thompson told the Nassau Guardian. That's out of my purview. The Attorney General is responsible for the regulations and the fee schedule, and the Office of the Prime Minister is responsible for facilitating and making sure the system is in place. The ball is in the park of the Attorney General's office and the Prime Minister's office. In May last year, information officers and managers were trained to facilitate requests for information.
It's encouraging. We're getting there slowly. But remember how fast they rolled out VAT? That was done quick, right?
Rapidly.
Boy, and brilliant. That was probably one of the most brilliant rollouts in the history of the Bahamas.
Okay,
now,
pause.
How this could take so long for you? This is, what, 11 years?
Pause. When you say brilliant, you mean because of how quickly it was rolled out?
And without virtually no errors. I mean, the thing, it just shows the government is capable of doing really good work if they want to, right?
I remember that this is what we were told, Mr. Palmer. We were told that the rollout went smoothly. And the rollout went smoothly because of the structure of the VAT, of the structure applied to the new tax regime. And basically it was, we taxed everything. Mm-hmm. Pause. We taxed everything. And so it was just easy to tax everything. We didn't, at that point, have exemptions.
These things are not easy to roll out. Just the technology behind it, the compliance, all that.
Mark, I read a book called Good Omens by Terry Pratchett. God bless Terry Pratchett and the Discworld series of political satire, right? Mm-hmm. So I read a book by Terry Pratchett called Small Gods. Or is it Good Omens? Good Omens is this one I'm talking. I read Small Gods. Good Omens. In Good Omens, it starts with a devil, with a demon and an angel. And the demon is down in his feelings. He's very forlorn and sad. And the angel is trying to cheer him up. And he's like, why are you so sad, my boy? You're a very accomplished and successful demon. You've been doing big things. He said, you even came up with and implemented VAT. The book was written in 1989,
whoa.
Mr. Palmer.
Whoa.
1989.
Prophetic.
So 30 years would have been 2019, mm-hmm. right? 30 years post that would have been 2019. Are we congratulating the Bahamian government for a smooth rollout of a program that had been initially adopted by other countries 30 years ago? Yeah, we're not congratulating them for that in
the
new year.
That wasn't my point. My point was how, we are capable of doing things, project managing, quite complex projects and getting them done on time within budget.
I'm going to critique that as well because they told us clearly that we ended up putting VAT on things that we knew we shouldn't put VAT on because we wanted the implementation of the policy to be smooth. Mm-hmm. Not because of the real effects, economic effects on people's lives, but because we wanted to get an A on the implementation.
And revenue.
We call that a failure, Mr. Palmer. We call that a failure and we follow it up with a D is not satisfactory.
So as public policy, you could argue that it was a failure from your perspective, but as a technological achievement, it was well executed. Now, whatever the results are, be interesting to see how the other countries, rolled out their VAT, whether they did exactly the same thing.
So you mean,
use
the term again as a technical what?
As a technical
pursuit? I'm just saying, because what you're telling me is that they successfully plugged in the software.
Well, it's not just that. You got to create.
And the hardware.
You've got to do exactly what they do for four. You've got to get a building. You've got to fill it with people. You've got to train those people. You've got to create a standard operating procedure.
And that was coming down the pipeline for 30 years. My New Year's resolution is to be far more critical in my critique of public and state systems. I'm going to be more critical.
I'm on your side with the critiquing side. But I'm just saying as a technical solution execution, it was well done.
Because, how long has freedom of information been a concept, a legal and political concept in the Western world? 30 years? 40 years?
Gotta be. Maybe
50 years? And this is where we are in terms of our implementation?
Yeah.
I want to read a different text. Because another one of my New Year's resolutions is to know when to put the phone down. Here's a text. Hi, Aaron. Reagan bombed Libyan leader Gaddafi in the 80s. The race hustlers were quick to say Reagan trying to kill a black African leader. But it's alleged that Obama ordered Gaddafi's killing in 2011 and no one said anything. Another text. They said all they had, they had all their I's dotted and T's crossed with FTX, and all the tech was there, they said, but freedom of information takes 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because it's a threat to the entrenched power. But, you know, even if when we get FOIA in, right, if you look at how it operates in other countries, let's say the United States, our closest neighbor, you know, particularly with the pandemic, they were sending in FOIA requests about the gain of function. They were all redacted. So they got the FOIA, the 300-page FOIA request, but the whole thing was blacked out.
Yep.
So they can still get away with...
Without a doubt.
And there's no recourse. You can't challenge it. They'll say it's against national interest or
and
they'll
so
come up with a reason.
Then you need...
And so it kind of works. I mean, it works on the things that we're allowed to explore, but then there are areas where we're not allowed to be given that information. Look, they haven't, in the United States, they haven't even released the Kennedy assassination documents. I mean, that's 70 years or 60 years?
More roughly, yeah.
And we have a pretty good reason why, but that's the sort of stuff that they should be doing, right?
Mm-hmm. Let's go
it doesn't really work.
Let's go to this phone line to end the show. Good morning, caller.
Qualities, this dark universe, along with you and Mr. Palmer, Aaron.
Good morning, Bremen. Happy New Year.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. I wish it works as easy as you said it.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, new cycle desires or should desire new things, new opportunities, you know, things different from the last cycle. In other words, better.
Yeah, it does.
I hope it be that way.
We all hope for that, Bremen. Mm-hmm. We are all hopeful that 2024 will bring more, will bring better.
But when you say we all, I'm not sure of that, because there are some people out there all over the place just waiting to have their move to do things that are wrong.
You're right, Bremen. You're absolutely right.
Anyhow, thank you. So the reason why I called, right?
Yes, sir.
Is because Mr. Palmer said something. He was describing technology and what had done right?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, what we must realize that whatsoever go into technology, it has to go on the paper first.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know? And we must always remember that.
Absolutely. Thank you.
The thing is, technology only causes to go all over the place faster.
Absolutely.
Bremen,
I'm all out of time. I'm going to say thank you very much.
I think what he's saying is garbage in, garbage out, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I just want last text to end the show. What Mr. Palmer just listed as success is not how success is defined. The first thing to be defined is the primary goal. All sub-goals have to be in line with the primary goal. The technical solution cannot go against the goal of equitably applied taxes and be defined as success. That's called moving the goal and PR.
Well, I absolutely agree. It's how you define those goals. So obviously, the goal was not to implement an equitable, an equitable
Let's
system.
Let's not say that yet. Let's not say that yet. Allegedly, Mr. Palmer, I'm all out of time. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next. And I'm sure he's excited for the first show of the year, as I was. And it's such a pleasure having you back on air. We missed you for a little while. And we surely have not rowed in a little while. Yeah. Olympics are coming up, Mr. Palmer, and I need all the practice I could get.
Absolutely. All right.
Thank you for joining me this morning. You guys, the audience, to the texters, to the trivia players, thank you so much for tuning in and for playing. And I will touch base with all the winners before the end of the day. Have a great day, Bahamas, and most importantly, stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.